Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
I'm prefacing today's sketch, Fearful Symmetry, with a couple of disclaimers. First, I'm an incredibly lucky person. I understand that to be able to poke fun at minor everyday problems is a luxury few people are allowed. And second, in this episode, names have been changed to protect the asymmetrical. In a chat with women friends the other day, I decided to find out whether a first world problem with which I had been dealing bothered them too. Why are modern women's pants made with the right calf smaller than the left? The sizing and brand make no difference. Every single pair of pants I have purchased over the course of the last decade has the right leg that fits tighter than the left. It makes no sense. Expecting some good old DIY pant leg expansion ideas, I got nothing. After an awkward moment, I dove in again. Come on, ladies, dish! If you've all solved this issue, don't hold out. Finally, after a few sidelong glances at the other women, Edith, one of my more forthright friends, broke it to me as gently as she could. My dear, dear girl, have you never thought that your right leg is most likely larger than your left?
Yeah.
At my stricken look, Henrietta quickly interjected, Oh, that's totally normal, Val. One of my, is slightly larger than the other. Really? Which one? I've never noticed that, accused Edith. All this banter was a bit lost on me as I processed my new reality. My friends said later that my eyes went glassy and round red circles, perfectly symmetrical ones, appeared on my cheeks. How could I have been so stupid? How could I have labored under such an obvious misconception for a decade? Our get-together faltered. I left in a daze. Upon arriving home, I reluctantly got my tape measure. The truth was right there to see. My right calf was a good half inch larger in diameter. I dreaded breaking the news to Joel. Then, to my horror, another possibility tiptoed into my mind. What if Joel had known all along? What if, because Joel is such a gentleman, he had kindly refrained from commenting on my mismatched lower legs? And that was why I was always catching him staring at my legs. No, that can't be, because I had dyed my hair blonde one time and he didn't even notice that. I used my de-escalation breathing and pulled myself back from the precipice's edge. I decided I didn't need to tell Joel just yet. I sat down at the computer and began to research. I either had to get my left calf to grow or my right calf to shrink, preferably the latter. Fitness websites indicated I probably had not been working out my left calf as intensely as I had my right. Well, that couldn't have anything to do with the discrepancy because I've never worked out either calf. And when I compared my calf measurements to those on the charts, even the smaller was above the 90th percentile for women in my age group. So obviously, I have naturally muscular calves to begin with. And then I saw it. A 2009 medical study found women with small calves around 13 inches or less are more likely to develop carotid plaque, which often leads to strokes. Women with large calves have more subcutaneous fat in their legs, which takes fatty acids from the bloodstream and stores them where they won't harm the body. So that solves my quandary. Instead of finding ways to make my right calf smaller, I mean, I would never want to get down to that 13-inch mark by any means. I obviously needed to build my left calf up. With great relief, I printed exercises to build my already top-notch left calf muscles right up. I would plan to hold off on breaking the news to Joel until I had solved the problem. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Follow Little Spouse at facebook.com/littlespouseontheprairie and on Twitter at Spouse on the Prairie at Valerie Kuchera. Tune in next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Works, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.